Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, now come upon us in this moment, so that we might hear the good news once again, and Christ might be conceived in our hearts to the glory of the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine the scene with me this evening. The 14-year-old girl with wavy black hair and dark eyes sits in the shade of a simple stone house. A regular daughter Zion, a virgin of Israel. She sits in the shade of the stone house, her sharp fingers moving back and forth, tugging on the white woolen lines of Malum. Mariam bat Joachim, Mary, daughter of Joachim. She sits, carefree, working in the shade of the simple stone house. A man steps into her line of sight. A man whose face dances with a slight blur. A man whose white robe drapes a Spartan figure. A white robe that is whiter than the woolen strands in her hands. A man whose head bears a hint of a crest, as if each of the curls of his hair were dense with the flicker of flame. Mariam, Mary, studies this man, staring hard, for in this little sprout town of Nazareth, she has never seen him before. And yet something tugs at the essence of her soul, something rich and ancient. The musty smell of the Torah scrolls in the small synagogue. Sharp push of the mighty wind on her face. The sound, the song of a drawn sword. The taste of aged wine. Something elusive. She stares as the man begins to speak. Hail, O favored of the Lord. The Lord is with you, and you are blessed among women. And in this moment, the world changes. And 14-year-old Mariam bat Joachim is afraid. Her spirit roils within herself and bellows out in her mind, twisting and turning. Her heart pounding, her chest tightening with the elephantine weight as the fear rushes over her, her mind casting about, looking for a clue, trying to make sense out of all this nonsense. What sort of greeting is this? The world has changed in this greeting, and Mary is afraid. The world has changed, and we are afraid. The world, of course, is always changing, and we are always struggling with fear. But I think if we ponder this last year, from last March, a lot has really changed. And in many ways, we were afraid, and we still are afraid. A year ago, the whole globe shut down. Masks, spacing between ourselves at the supermarket. Vaccines began to be put into production. Thankfully now, some are going into arms. Quarantines, things changed. and we were afraid. And in many ways, we still are afraid. Some of us afraid of the virus. Some of us afraid of the government mandates in reaction to the virus. All of us afraid in our everyday lives. Fear. Afraid. And so, like Mary, our spirits twist and turn, bellowing out within our minds, our hearts pounding, our chests tightening with that elephantine weight, our mind casting about for a clue, a bit of sense in all of this nonsense. What does all of this mean? Our fears. The fears not only of COVID and all that, but the fears in our ordinary lives of our marriages, the cracks in them, the fears of our families and the problems there. Afraid of the holes in our faith, afraid of empty houses as our children graduate and go off to school, afraid of things going well, business booming, afraid of change. So afraid. And so with Mary asking, what does this all mean? Things have changed, and we are afraid. And yet, it is into that moment that this strange man, standing in Mary's line of sight, speaks. The man who looks as if he might flicker away on the wind at any moment. Fear not, Mary. Fear not, church. For you have been favored above all women. You will conceive and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, Savior. He will receive from God the throne of his father David. He will rule over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Do not be afraid. Fear not, Mary. Fear not, church, because Jesus will be born into the center of your life. Do not be afraid. And yet, with daughter Zion, with the Virgin of Israel, we cry out, how can this be? How can this be? How is it that we who do not know a man, we who do not have the means of bringing our fear to an end, how is it that good news will come? That the promises will be true. Again, a strange man speaking a word of promise. Fear not. The Spirit of God will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And the Holy One born will be called God's Son. Fear not, Mary. Fear not, O church, for Mary and church are one in the same. Daughter Zion, Mother Church, fear not, for the Spirit of God is coming from the Father to rest upon you and to conceive Jesus in the very center of who you are once again. Lent is almost over. Christ is coming to be born in who you are, through a dark moment, the birth pangs of the cross. This world fluctuates all over the place. Our lives fluctuate all over the place, up and down. And yet, we do not have to be afraid. Fear not, Mary. Fear not, church. For Jesus is about to be conceived. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.